NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. There are new fears U.S. gas prices will rise even higher now that OPEC and its allies plan to slash oil production. Just a while ago at the White House, President Biden was asked about the move given his recent trip to Saudi Arabia.
The trip was not essentially for oil. The trip was about the Middle East and about Israel and rationalization of positions. But it is a disappointment, and it says that they're a problem.
The president is on his way to New York and New Jersey. New York Governor Kathy Hochul will join the president in Poughkeepsie to highlight a big investment by IBM. The company says it will make a $20 billion investment in the Hudson Valley region over the next decade. Senator Ted Cruz wants the head of Homeland Security impeached. The Texas Republican sent a letter to Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claiming the surge of illegal immigration constitutes a gross dereliction of duty. The latest numbers from federal officials show that since President Biden took office, there have been over 4.4 million illegal crossings. Cruz claims the head of DHS is enabling a drug smuggling enterprise by Mexican cartels. Vice President Harris has repeatedly denied claims of a crisis at the border. An illegal immigrant who was shot and killed inside of a West Texas Border Patrol station was trying to attack the agents with a pair of scissors. That's according to a newly released statement from the feds. Agents used a taser, but that didn't stop him. That's when the 33-year-old was shot. He was previously convicted of assault in Colorado and deported. A COVID nasal vaccine based on technology developed at Washington University in St. Louis may soon be available in the U.S., Europe, and Japan. Researchers say the vaccine may provide greater protection by delivering an immunity boost in the nose and upper respiratory area where the virus enters the body. The infamous Ironman triathlon is coming back to Hawaii today. Because of the pandemic, this will be the first time the Big Island has hosted the event since 2019. The competition is split into 2 days this year. The women go today, and the men will race on Saturday. About 5,000 triathletes are expected to compete. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.